Now, Jason, in the 90s, film lovers began to enjoy some of the elaborate, thrilling and sometimes ghoulish, funny often adventures of the Chinese spirit world in films such as Chinese Ghost Story and Chinese Ghost Story 2. In these digital days, I reckon the effects in those films probably look a little clunky, but I really enjoyed them, and some of them actually scared me from moment to moment. But I gather these shape-shifting animals and reptile spirits are back in The Sorcerer and The White Snake.
That's right. And, well, so is the director, Ching Sui Tung, who made the Chinese Ghost Story movies and a lot of other films besides. It's a tale of star-crossed lovers. It mixes comedy and action. You've got two mortal men who fall prey to two serpent demon sisters, and they're able to shape-shift into beautiful young women. One of these men is transformed into a demon himself. The other one falls in love with the young woman he thinks is his beau, unaware all the time that she actually is a white snake. And meanwhile, you've got Jet Li, who's this demon-hunting high priest whose life's work is to basically make sure that these cross-species entanglements never occur. It is a little ropey in the special effects department, I must say. I think it's a case of a film that bites off more than it can chew. Sometimes it's charming, but it does lack the kind of romantic intensity or the eroticism that perhaps some of the Chinese Ghost Story movies had.
But those early Chinese Ghost Stories, I mean, they were mainly funny as well as scary.
Yeah, there's not a lot of...
It was an instant.
Yeah, I don't think the comedy's... There's not a lot of comedy here. Not a lot of comedy that works, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, well, what a shame. Is it aimed at children or adults?
This is the odd thing. I think it's too adult for children. But I think that the simplistic sort of melodrama would work best for a younger audience. So it's in a weird in-between zone for me.
The Sorcerer and the White Snake is rated M.